This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says a 30-nation military alliance aims to set aside the divisions of the Trump era and focus on the security challenges posed by Russia and China. Stoltenberg says that NATO leaders are meeting Monday at a pivotal moment in the alliance and opening a new chapter in the transatlantic relationship. His remarks in Brussels came before he chairs a first NATO summit involving U.S. President Joe Biden. Central and Eastern European nations are anxious about the coming summit meeting between U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin, wary of what they see as hostile intentions from the Kremlin. Some in the countries that once were part of the Soviet Union or the Moscow-led Warsaw Pact during the Cold War worry that Washington could scale down support for its allies in the region in a bid to secure a more stable and predictable relationship with Russia. Both Russia and the U.S. have sought to moderate expectations about Wednesday's summit in Geneva, ruling out any breakthroughs amid the worst tensions between the two powers since Soviet times, especially after Moscow's annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. Myanmar's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi was set to go on trial Monday on charges that many observers have criticized as an attempt by the military junta that deposed her to delegitimize her and her democratic election and cripple her political future. Suu Kyi's prosecution poses the greatest challenge for the 75-year-old in her National League for Democracy party since February's military coup, which prevented them from taking office for a second five-year term following last year's landslide election victory. Human Rights Watch charged the allegations. This is VOA News. For the first time in 12 years, Israelis on Monday woke up to a new government and a new prime minister after Naftali Bennett secured the backing of parliament and ousted longtime leader Benjamin Netanyahu. The two were slated to hold a handover meeting later in the day, but without the formal ceremony that traditionally accompanies a change in government. Israel's parliament, the Knesset, narrowly approved the new Bennett-led coalition government on Sunday, ending Netanyahu's historic 12-year rule. The divisive former prime minister, the longest to hold office, will now serve as an opposition leader. Two Americans who are charged with helping former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn flee Japan while he was facing accusations of financial misconduct agreed Monday they took part in a scheme for him to escape the country. Statements by Michael Taylor and his son Peter on the opening day of their trial in Tokyo suggest the pair do not plan to fight charges of assisting a criminal that carries a possible penalty of up to 3 years in prison. Prosecutors read out loud the statement accusing Michael Taylor, a former Green Beret, and Peter Taylor of arranging to hide Ghosn in a box for musical equipment. It was loaded into a jet in the western city of Osaka that flew him to Lebanon via Turkey in December of 2019. Germany has recorded its lowest number of new daily coronavirus infections in nearly 9 months, and officials are floating the possibility of loosening mask-wearing rules. The Robert Koch Institute, the National Disease Control Center, said Monday that 549 new cases were reported over the previous 24 hours. New COVID-19 cases in the U.S. are declining across most of the country, even in some states with vaccine-hesitant populations. But almost all states bucking that trend have lower than average vaccination rates, and experts warn that the relief from the pandemic could be fleeting in regions where few people get inoculated. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to confirm this Monday that the next planned relaxation of coronavirus restrictions in England will be delayed as a result of the spread of the Delta variant first identified in India. While hosting the Group of Seven summit in southwest England, Johnson then conceded over the weekend that he had grown more pessimistic about the government lifting remaining limits on social contact on June 21st, after daily cases reported across the UK hit levels not seen since February. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.